Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 26th, Thursday, 2020, Day 86. Today's topic, the whole world is crying out to God to show forth His hands to save us. Why is He not listening to our cry? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop. For a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 44 verses 4 to 8, Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 25, Luke chapter 7 verses 11 to 35, Proverbs 11 verses 29 to 31. Today's main passage, Psalm 44 verses 4 to 8. You are my King and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boasts all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, the whole world is crying out to God to show forth His hands to save us. Why is He not listening to our cry? Yeah, as you can see in Psalm 44, verse 4, you are my King and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Yeah, when he commands, there's victory. But we need to understand, God says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 5, today's passage, it seems like that you need to listen to me. Have you listened to me? Let's hear what God says. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. From what Jesus says in Luke chapter 7, verses 21 to 22, what I received today is somewhat like this. If you leave other lords and turn back to me, worship me as your only Lord, There is nothing that I cannot do. There is always victory when I command, because I'm the one to make the blind receive sight. The lame walk, the leprosy get healed, the deaf hear, the dead raised, and the good news to the poor. Let's read Luke chapter 7, verses 21 to 22 now. At the very time Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirit, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to grasp this golden opportunity to lead people to return to you in this crisis. Open our eyes to see you have already showed forth your mighty hands to turn everything right side up, that your people can live out loving you and loving others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how are you going to grasp this golden opportunity to lead people living out to love God and others? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.